What's on the topic list?
Only one thing's on the topic list, and welcome to podcast number 23.
Are we recording or are we testing?
We are recording.
Ah, well, fuck a test.
So hold on, we're going to, because I'm thirsty as fuck.
And we're here.
And if the audience would like to know why I'm thirsty as fuck, it's because the AC is broken again.
Yeah, it's also broken at the gym.
Yeah.
Mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, you did.
I turned them on at noon today. And it's still 10 billion degrees inside the gym.
Yeah, well, my AC's been at 74 since last night, and it has now climbed from 78 to 86.
Holy dog shit.
But part of it's because I have the server running in my room,
mm-hmm.
and I can immediately tell when the AC's broken, because all of a sudden the server's, like, 10 times as loud because the fans are in, like, overdrive. And so, like, I'm sweating here, just sitting here on the podcast set. And, it's fucking awful. And I've been sitting there all day doing work and shit. Yeah. So how have you been? I haven't seen you since last podcast, except for a brief couple of minutes.
Yeah, we saw each other at a dinner, and that was about it.
Oh, yeah, we did, and we didn't even really hang out.
No.
You threw peanuts at me, actually.
Yeah, to get your attention.
Well, the problem was before you got there, everybody else was throwing peanuts just, like, all over the place. So when you finally got around to throwing peanuts, I was in the habit of ignoring the peanut throws. Then I realized it was you, and yeah.
Yep. And I was there.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, my weekend's been pretty, you know, boring.
Wake Your up weekend, it's Thursday.
My week.
Oh.
Week. My week is.
Yeah, it's Thursday. We're recording on Thursday again. Because
we suck at life.
Yeah, because I'm working overtime, which I think we talked about last week. I'm working a lot. I'm at like 42 hours, and it's only Thursday.
I'm working a lot as well.
And I probably have another 3 hours that I'm going to work tonight. Mm. I finally got those DVDs done that I was trying to do forever.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, because what happened was I had a copy of Creative Suite from work,
yeah,
which prohibited our DVD burning for whatever reason. There's something wrong with the serial that went along with Encore,
gotcha.
Which is the DVD program. I don't really know what was going on, and I feel like dealing with it. So I ended up just biting the bullet and signing up for Creative Cloud, which is like the next version of CS6.
Whereas your laptop says Creative Butt.
Yes. Yeah, I have a plugin called Cloud the Butt, and it just replaces the word cloud everywhere with butt. And I didn't even remember I had it installed, and then the last, like, 3 or 4 days, I just see it all over the place. And it's everything like, iButt. Now with iButt, you can organize your files in my butt however you want. I was at work, and I just started laughing, and I couldn't stop, and everybody's like, what's wrong with you? And then I'd go to read it, and as soon as I got up to that part, I just started laughing too hard to read. It was awesome.
See, because as men, we get older, we don't grow up. So, butt is still funny, and I just hit my mic.
But it's still
right?
funny, and seeing it, like, in professional websites and context, it's just fucking hilarious.
What if we went around and just installed that on everyone's computers?
Oh my god, that'd be great.
So people would be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Why does it say butt? I don't understand.
I'm gonna do that at the gym and see how fast I can confuse the owner.
Oh my god, please, that would be hilarious.
What is this butt thing?
It's just, in fact, we can actually, I think, install it from here.
Really?
Yeah, because I have those magical internet powers.
Woo!
Yeah. So, on the one item on the topic list today, which I just added this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Even though it's been a full week since the last podcast. Netflix is now blackmailing ISPs if their connection is slow. And so is Google. Google just last week released their average internet speed provider.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a graph during the time of day. How many of a certain ISP's customers are able to stream HD and how many have to stream SD because their internet isn't fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very obvious who's shitty internet and who isn't. And AT&T and Comcast were both on the shitty internet list. Verizon actually was on the good list.
Yeah.
So we have two rules.
Yeah.
Can't say yeah.
Yeah.
And can't say...
Yeah. Okay. We can't say yeah or okay.
Yeah. There's something else.
But no, I have Verizon. Yeah, I just recently switched over to Verizon
from
Comcast, which is...
No,
Bright House.
We don't have... No. That's Time Warner.
Time Warner.
Time Warner owns Bright House. Now, Comcast is about to own Time Warner, which means Comcast is about to own Bright House, but that hasn't actually happened
yet. It hasn't happened yet? They're still talking?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I could be wrong. It might have gone through, but I don't think so, because I'm pretty sure it would have exploded all over the internet a second time.
Yeah, because my mom is accounts receivable for a hotel chain, and as soon as she found out that Bright House and Comcast were merging, and she absolutely despises Comcast, she's like, fuck it, we're canceling our service.
It's funny, my grandma, who was just in town, who was actually on the last podcast, She was telling me that she has Comcast and she just hates it. And
yeah.
It was funny because my grandma, she's like 75, which mm-hmm. I didn't realize she was actually that old, but she's like 75. And she sounded like somebody from the internet with how much she hated Comcast.
Yeah.
It was just kind of funny to see somebody like that hating Comcast that much as everybody else.
No, trust me, their customer support sucks.
Yeah, that's
dick.
Pretty much what she said. And the service was awful and super expensive and she had no other options. Yeah. So look at that. My 75-year-old grandma is in touch with the internet.
Look at that. Your 75-year-old grandma's in touch with pretty much everything. She's very knowledgeable.
She is, yeah. Yeah, I was impressed. In this last part of our podcast last week, we were talking about Trayvon Martin or something. We were talking about a couple things, and she was sitting in the room, and she was like nodding and
chirping and every once in a while.
The podcast, she said a couple things, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, that actually happened that way. He's like, well, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah.
We're sitting here sounding like idiots, and my grandma's like, yeah, they sound dumb. They're wrong. In the background,
like,
she didn't
help. That's not what's happening at
that's
all.
That, see, we need a fact checker on the podcast. Otherwise, we're just rewriting history, and that's not cool, because as we know, everything on the podcast is fact.
Yeah, I don't know if you've played Wolfenstein The New Order. Every time we change history, the Nazis win, or something.
There was an RT short about that once.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was pretty awesome. We haven't talked about Wolfenstein yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
I saw the trailer, and it looked really awesome. Chris wanted me to buy it, but I didn't feel like paying $60 for it.
Yeah.
It seemed more like a...
Is it for PC?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because I only saw it for Xbox One when I went to GameStop.
I really don't buy
today.
Console games. No, because he wouldn't have showed it to me if it was only Xbox One.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have an Xbox One.
By the way, I went to GameStop today for the first time in forever.
Wow. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a GameStop, and the one at West Shore Mall closed.
But you can't buy console games on Steam, so.
Yeah, but you can buy them on Amazon.
Yeah, but then you have to wait for them to get here. And if I want a game, I want to go and buy it and have it right
there. I've gone out. I mean, Grand Theft Auto, for example, I had it for like a full 2 days
before
we played it on the live stream.
You had a really good reason to buy it online. It was half fucking price.
That's true, I did.
Because even now, new, it's still $60. Used, it's $55. But I've racked up enough GameStop points from buying consoles and
shit.
You
didn't buy it at GameStop, did you?
No, hell no.
Okay, good, because Walmart, it's only
$42. It wasn't $42 when I checked today.
Oh.
I was pretty upset.
I'd still rather support Walmart than GameStop. Not that I'm big for supporting Walmart, but fuck GameStop.
Yeah, why fuck GameStop?
Because their stupid, shitty trade-in program. It's awful. They just rip you off.
Yeah, they do. Like,
I want to start a website that's essentially... Have I talked about Swappa yet?
Yeah.
Probably a long time ago when I first got my phone.
Yeah.
I want to do a Swappa for video games.
We can totally do that.
Yeah, but...
We have the ability.
We do, but I need more time. Like, I've already said, I'm working like a 50-hour week. By the end of tomorrow.
Don't worry, Joey. I'm going to learn programming, and I'll build that website.
Good. You should learn programming, so I can take some of the load off and put it on you. Wait, oh, you edited your first
I did. Video. I edited my first indie game of the week.
Yeah, you did...
Limbo.
Limbo. All right. We still have two more to edit. Three more to edit.
Three more to edit, yeah.
Did we do Space Engineers?
We haven't edited it yet.
Okay, right.
But that one's going to be a pain in the ass to edit, too, because there was a part where we... stopped recording screen capture.
Oh, right. Yeah, fuck. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
You're sorry. I'm sorry.
That was my fault, though, I think, probably.
It was someone's fault. Fuck it. Yeah. We don't care.
Remember. That was a long time ago now when it was super hot, just like it is right now, and my thoughts just stopped working.
Right.
And they just came out with another update. Remember, well, we're kind of spoiling a little bit of the video here, but you know how we were building our base?
Yeah.
And it was...
Well, because building a base, what the fuck else do you do in Space Engineers?
Okay, well, what was happening is we were building a giant base ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was attached to our asteroid base.
Yeah.
And what we were going to do is we were going to detach it and fly it off. Mm-hmm. It turns out you couldn't do that at the time of our recording.
Oh.
We didn't know that because our base wasn't even close to being built enough to do that, but it has since become that built. And we're like, well, fuck, the engines don't do anything if it's on a structure that was based off the base. But they just happened to release an update yesterday that changed it so you can... Now, when you disconnect it from the base, the engines now work. So it's like, cool.
When that video comes out, it will sound like we know what we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It was like we were predicting the future. I was going to say maybe they watched their video and that's how they came up with the idea, but the video's not out yet, so obviously that didn't happen.
Well, I don't know, because like, we'll just have ideas, and then like a week later, someone announces that they're working on it. It's like,
it's true.
What the fuck?
Which sometimes I'm upset about, but other times I'm like, fuck yeah.
Well, like if it's something that we feasibly could not do.
Yeah, I was like, great, I'm so glad somebody else did that. Now I don't have to, and... I have access to it.
Yeah.
For example, the WWDC was this Monday, which is the
Worldwide Developers
Conference
for Microsoft. Or no, that's for Apple.
And they announced iOS 8 and OS X 10.10 Yosemite. That's it.
Yosemite.
Yosemite. Which is like a national park or something.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's lots of failureness.
Yeah, lots of iButt.
Yeah, it's powered by iButt. But something that is cool about...
Something is cool about fucking.
Yeah, something that's cool about Yosemite is now with iOS 8, you can send standard text messages from your Apple computer or your iPad. So not just iMessages now sync across devices, but so do SMSs.
Hmm.
Which is super fucking awesome. And I really hope at the Google I.O., which is like the Google's version of that,
yeah,
they announce something similar. I doubt they will because they've fucked up Hangouts like a bunch of times so far. But
I haven't had a problem with Hangouts yet.
Well, no, but...
Actually, I've lost a couple messages. Like when
no,
I
haven't even
messages.
Had that problem. And actually, Hangouts isn't that bad. It's just I wish it was more like iMessage and it's not. And that's kind of what everybody wanted. Everybody's like, do this. And then they're like kind of hinting at it and everybody's like, yes, do that. And then
they
didn't
do
it
give you
like
something
that.
Else.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how much clearer we could have been that that's what we wanted. And you didn't give it to us. So who knows? Maybe they will this time.
Give us an iMessage. Nah.
We'll give you almost iMessage, but it's not quite as nice. So
well,
I mean, it's come a little bit better. They've threaded the conversations together. So your SMS and Hangout conversation is in the same thread.
Good.
But you still have to like manually change it back and forth and stuff. And it's kind of annoying.
No, because I'd get confused because I'd have a Hangout from you and like a separate message.
Right, and then what
you.
Would happen is, for example, like my mom who doesn't have Hangouts, every once in a while, for whatever reason, when I went to send her a message, because mm-hmm. it's based on email, so since I have her email in because I email her sometimes, then you go to send it, and for whatever reason, it sends the Hangout instead.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, why didn't you text me back? And then you look back and you realize like 3 days later, oh, well, shit, that was really important. Now I'm fucked.
Yeah. It is really hot in here.
I know. And we have the fan on, and I doubt you can hear the fan in the background, but there's a very quiet fan in the background that's actually a really big fan emptying out the heat from my room.
Yeah. I felt like, I was like, yes, I'm going to get out of the gym, I'm going to go to Joey's.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice and cool inside, and it's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yep. Although, the plus side at my office where I work, I sit right under the AC, and it is, like, absurdly cold. Like, most of the time I'm too cold.
Do you have
today,
a key to your office?
What?
Do you have a key to your office?
Do I have a key to my office? Yes. I do.
Let's go.
In fact, it's actually got a passcode on the door.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Other than that, for the upstairs where I work, where the AC is, but downstairs is just a passcode thing.
Keypad? Or...
Yeah. Although it hasn't been working lately, like the batteries died or something.
That's weird.
Yeah. But anyway.
Things run off batteries?
Yeah, the automatic keypad key locks things. How else do you think they, do you think they run electricity through the door? They're pretty difficult.
Is it like a padlock kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a padlock. Like you can put in the key or you can put in the code.
Okay.
And we just don't have keys and we put in the code.
So when it runs out of batteries, everyone's fucked.
All right, and then you have to actually go get the key. But there's actually two doors to the office, one in the front, one in the back, and the back one's still fine. So if we really had to, we could just go around the back.
That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, my job doesn't have anything cool like that. It has an annoying-ass keypad, and everything in my gym is starting to break.
I feel like that happens every once in a while. Everything just suddenly starts to stop working, and it all happens at the same time.
Like, our light switches, someone was fucking around and got pushed into the light switch and broke two of the lights, so now they're like...
How long? Was that a long time ago, or very
recently? Like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, because I noticed, because one of the lights...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't shut off.
It does, but you have to, like... finagle it in just the right freaking way.
I actually had that problem at work in our bathroom where if you turned off the light, you could not turn it back on in the bathroom.
Oh,
and so it became pitch black. But we finally got that fixed. And that was a problem when I started
working. Did you have to use
like
your cell phone light
ago.
To figure out where the toilet is? So
we had
a
flashlight and I would just turn it on and like sit it on the sink and just aim that way.
Aim towards the sink?
Yeah. Well, no. No, aim the flashlight towards the toilet from the sink.
Okay.
And that was a problem for like 3 years and we just finally got it fixed.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah. Because it used to be, like, if we got it on, if you left it on, it was fine. Mm-hmm. But then it got so bad that if you, like, closed the front door a little bit too hard, it just, boo, and then it shut off.
God, that'd be awful.
Yeah, it was. And then we'd pee in the dark. And then every once in a while, it happened while you were peeing. And that is one of the scariest things, like, in life, when the lights turn off while you're peeing.
That's, like, something out of a bad horror movie.
Yeah, because, like...
Oh, I also went to Walmart today to go look at video games.
And it was like a bad horror movie?
Well, yeah, that too. But I saw Giant Shark versus Mega Octopus or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus?
Yeah, that's it. Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Have we talked about Mega Piranha?
No. Have we talked about Sharknado?
Everybody knows about Sharknado, though. Nobody knows about Mega Piranha.
Sharknado is awesome.
Mega Piranha is awesome.
Mega Piranha? I think I've seen that.
Yeah, we watched it together.
Yeah, we did.
Me and Chris... Oh, we have talked about it, because me and Chris one time watched it on Netflix... together back when you could watch streams together on the Xbox, and that was really fucking awesome. They should bring that back. Ooh, maybe we could make like a Google Chrome plugin for that. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. I'll add that to the long list of ideas that I'm never going to get to.
Yeah, right. We have a lot of those.
And I still have a list, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, and it's never getting smaller.
Well, no shit.
but I do a lot of, like, office work, so that's good. I've been writing lots of programs that I can't talk about, but they're there, and they're happening, and they're finished products, so that's cool.
Good.
Well, I just finished one on Tuesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was exciting. And it was funny because for whatever reason, the guy we made it for forgot that he asked us to make it. So
did he already pay you for it?
No. They usually, or this guy in particular, he's been a client of ours since like the beginning. So he's always kind of like a pay after kind of guy because we know he's not going anywhere. And so anyway, I guess he forgot that he had asked my boss to come up with the solution for the problem. And we did, and we finished it. And then he calls him, or the other guy calls my boss and calls him over that day and says, listen, we have this huge problem. It's really bad. We need a solution for this problem. And he's like, well, how convenient. That's what I came here today to show you.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like instantaneous. I have this huge problem. Oh, here's the finished product. So it was like a really awesome, fuck yeah. One of those great.
That guy was probably like,
wow, these guys are fucking amazing.
Did I just get incepted?
Ah, man, this Mountain Dew is great. I haven't had Mountain Dew in a while.
This Baja Blast is surprisingly refreshing.
I don't like Baja Blast.
I love Baja Blast. Like, and because it's so freaking hot in here, it's even more refreshing. Well,
it does make the Mountain Dew a lot better. I wonder, because you seem to like Taco Bell more than I like, too.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's
probably
why.
A good reason.
Maybe there's like a permanent resonance of Taco Bell in your food palate.
That's very likely.
My boss eats a lot of Taco Bell.
Everyone eats a lot of Taco Bell. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's cheap, it fills you up, and it gives you diarrhea. I don't know why the last part's beneficial.
Yeah, my boss doesn't really like struggle with money. You know,
Do you know why he doesn't struggle with money?
Because he eats Taco Bell all the time?
Yeah.
No, I don't
spends like $2 for a meal.
But I guess maybe because it's fast, because he works a lot. Both my bosses. I have two bosses, and they're kind of equal, I think. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, me either.
Anyway, one's the CEO and one's the president. I don't know which is which and which one outranks the other one.
I think they're both equal.
No, one does outrank the other one, and I knew at one point in time.
The president would outweigh the CEO, I'd imagine.
See, I think it's the other way around, but I don't know.
You think so?
I think so.
I
could totally be wrong. I really don't know. I bet if I looked at their business, no, because I don't even remember which one was in on top of the other, so I couldn't even tell you what business card it was.
Oh, now they're on top of each other.
Oh, God.
Anywho, I wanted to say something, but you went on a fucking tangent about your bosses.
Sorry.
Now I completely fucking forgot.
You went on a tangent before. I was going to say something. I think it had to do with Netflix. Have you seen any movies lately? Did I watch a movie?
I saw X-Men Days of Future Past. Did we talk about that?
I think we did.
I'm
pretty sure we did. Yeah, because you said you saw it twice. Last podcast. And here's the part of the podcast where we talk about what
I watched Iron Man 3 for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. That's I just bought that.
But... That you just now watched it. Why did you just now watch it?
Because I wanted to watch a movie, and I was like, I have nothing to fucking watch that I don't want to watch. And I realized that I already own the first two Iron Man.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm going to go buy the third one. Yeah. Just drove up to fucking Walmart and bought the third one.
Well, there you go.
Walmart has everything.
Walmart does have everything.
For low, low prices.
Except for whatever reason, they seem to have stopped carrying the whiteboard paint that we were going to use to paint that room.
Do they really?
I think so. I can't find it anywhere. Every time I go, there's nothing there. So I don't know if they're just always.
You think they have
stock,
it at Home Depot?
I'd imagine they might. Yeah, have we talked about? No, we haven't talked about modifying the downstairs. Have we?
No,
yeah,
we haven't.
Did. No. Yes.
No, we haven't.
No. Well, anyway, it costs about $200.
The soundproofing. Yeah, we did talk about that.
We're going to. We did talk about it.
Kind of.
Oh, but we're going to for about $200 soundproof the downstairs and move the podcast back down there. So yeah, that was just kind of that fact.
Because people were really annoying last podcast.
Yeah.
Not pointing any fingers at Joey's sister.
Not my grandma or my dad. They were fine.
Like I said, I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, Joey's sister.
But you know who you are. Anyway, I had another point and it fucking went off on a tangent. God damn it.
We suck at this, modifying the downstairs to suit the podcast room.
Yeah, I don't even remember where I was going with that. But yeah, I was going somewhere.
Are we
going
to do Let's Plays down there as well?
Yeah, probably.
Because guess what I'm getting tonight after I leave here?
GTA 5.
Yes.
Nice. I played GTA 5 last night. It was a lot of fun. We were just doing me and Chris, like, we robbed the bank, and then we rode over a mountain. Or not robbed the bank. We robbed a
convenience store.
Then we rode over a mountain, and then we robbed another convenience store while the cops were still chasing us, and it was just super fucking great and awesome.
That could be a shenanigan.
Yeah, doing a double bank or heist double, robbery thingy.
Yeah, yeah. Double convenience store robbery.
I want to try to take a selfie while being chased down by the police. I think that would be.
Or we could do a selfie as we're robbing the convenience store guy. Like, I'll stand behind you and take a selfie of you with the guy at gunpoint.
These are all fantastic ideas.
These are great. These are going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
And we have to hit every convenience store.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably going to be like an all-day
thing. Well, I noticed when you rob a convenience store, you get a little check mark next to the convenience store. Like, you have robbed this place.
Yeah, you've been here before. Will they recognize you?
You can check that one off the list.
Will they recognize you if you
come in again?
I don't
know. I've never actually been back to one that I was at before.
Did you hear something?
Did somebody just open the door? The door is open. It is a really good thing we don't record this live.
Yeah, me too. Or I feel the same way.
Okay.
The heat in this place is making me like...
delusional?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already finished my drink. I think that's the first time I've actually finished a drink during the podcast.
Yeah, same here.
Except like maybe with the exception of like the first couple podcasts.
Yeah, we finished a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Well, we were doing it downstairs where it is hotter.
Yeah, it is immensely hotter. Plus, we were drinking Dr. Pepper, which is my favorite beverage. But like we're saying, video games are fun. I bought... the Final Fantasy X and X-2 remakes today.
You did on your PlayStation Vita.
That's what it is.
That's called.
How much? It was $35
altogether for both of them.
Yeah. Well, because they come together.
Oh, okay.
But it turns out that the Final Fantasy X is the physical version, and then you have to download X-2. It's a digital download only.
That's weird.
Yeah, it really.
Especially
is.
Like. Because it's 10 and 10-2, which are pretty recent games, right?
No.
How old are they?
Pretty old.
How old is pretty old?
Like 2003, 2004, something
like
that.
I thought 10 and 10-2 came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, man. They came out a long time ago. Final Fantasy 13 came out a few years ago.
Was there a Final Fantasy 13 too?
There's 13-2, and then there's 13 okay. Lightning Returns.
That's probably what it is, that there was a 13-2. I knew there was a 2 series. It didn't make sense to have like a second of... Because it was like... Wouldn't that just be Final Fantasy 14? But no, it was Final Fantasy 13.
Well, every Final Fantasy is a different story. But
yeah, then why number them?
I don't know.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. I don't know.
And they number them so inconsistently, too. There's no like real consistency in the pattern of numbering.
No, they're consistent.
How?
It's gone 1 through 15.
Yeah, but like out of order, and especially if you compare it to the Japanese release, like Final Fantasy 2?
No, our Final Fantasy 1 is their Final Fantasy 1. Our Final Fantasy 2 is their Final Fantasy 2. Our Final Fantasy 3 is their Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's
and then we jump
up.
Straight to 7.
There is no consistent naming scheme here.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, I guess 3, 4, and 5 in Japan...
just didn't happen in American?
Right. They were bombed at first. And Final Fantasy IV is a really good game.
And that one was Japanese?
It was Japanese until recently, and then they re-released it as the 4.
Oh, okay.
And then they released 5, which is also okay, and then 6 is really good. I liked 6. 6 is my favorite out of the series so far.
Okay. I have never played a Final Fantasy game.
I love them. Those are my favorites.
I don't really
those
have
and Mega Man.
I played a little bit of Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
For probably about 15 minutes.
I played it for about 3 hours on the live stream.
Yeah, you did. Ken P, I remember, was playing it way back when.
Yes,
was that
was.
Final Fantasy 13?
Yes, it was.
That was the one I played.
Yeah.
I played it before he did, and I was like, yeah, never mind, you can play.
Yeah.
He got pretty far into it, didn't he?
Yeah. It took him in about 7 hours to do what I did in 3.
Well, yeah, you skipped all the cutscenes, and you just, like, hammered that out. You were doing quite a fast run-through.
Well, we couldn't really watch the
Well, that's
true,
yeah. We didn't have the option to watch the cutscenes. Well, we kind of do, but not really, and it's better to
play
it safe.
Well, what I'm going to do is, next time, I'm going to just mute the game audio and make my own, like, voices up for the cutscenes.
You know...
Can I do that?
Technically, you can, because that would, at that point, would be modifying the original content for...
Totally modifying
humorous
it.
Purposes, or
yes.
Entertainment purposes, or something like that. I'm sure we'd be okay.
Yeah, and
can
I'm sure...
Can we talk about CrossFit for a minute?
No. Fuck
Please?
CrossFit. Go ahead. But fuck CrossFit.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. I finally saw that video you were talking about where the guy does the pull-ups and it looks like he's
the
having a seizure.
The kipping pull-ups?
Yes. I just
AKA
watched it before.
The sexual seizure of a fucking pull-up?
I was watching a GIF on Reddit and it was that guy and it had a counter and it just stayed at 0.
Yeah.
And it just kept repeating as he did it. It's like 0, 0, still 0, 0.
Because he never actually gets up. He never does a full pull-up.
There's no pulling involved.
No.
He does some weird-ass fucking hip thrust thing that, like, moves his body up, but that's more like swinging. If it was called, like, hip swinging, it would make sense, but They're calling it pull-ups, and it's not.
And it builds zero arm muscle.
No, it doesn't.
But nothing.
It was funny. Somebody commented on Reddit with, like, here's a video on how to properly do it, and it's this Asian dude who's got this, like, really small face and very classic Asian face.
Yeah.
But this dude is jacked as fuck. He's like, all right, this is how you do a pull-up. And then the comments beneath it were like, there's a clear difference in the size of his arms and the size of the CrossFit guy's arms.
Yeah.
And CrossFit, I guess it was
such
like
a fucking joke.
The poster child of CrossFit.
Yeah, he is. He's like the fucking god of CrossFit, and he sucks.
It's like he looks like everybody's PE teacher. Like if he had a baseball cap and a whistle, he would look like
everybody's
PE
teacher. Yeah, you know, he kind of does.
Yeah, he does.
Except my PE teacher, Mr. Adamitis. I don't even know if he still teaches because he was my fucking third grade PE coach, and he is the most memorable one. Because I passed out in his class. And he gave me a muffin.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Muffin, nice guy.
I remember my middle school PE teacher, but I could not tell you his name for my life.
I remember my third grade guy was bald, had a goatee, and was pretty fucking jacked for a PE teacher. He looked more like a prison convict than a PE teacher, but he's a really nice guy.
Gotcha. Well, who knows? Maybe he did like PT in prison.
Yeah, maybe.
PT prison guard. Who knows?
Well, no, because you can get degrees in prison.
You can. In fact, I just read another thing on Reddit. I read a lot of things on Reddit. This guy was...
I just read it. The guy that was in jail for 15 years for murder.
18 years for murder he didn't commit, and he was just released of freedom. And when he was put in prison, he had a sixth grade education.
Came out with a bachelor's degree in behavioral sciences.
Yeah. And
told you I read it.
Yeah, you did. And you remembered more than I did.
I found that very, very interesting because, like you go in with nothing, and prison's a fucking better place for you than the real world.
Sometimes. Well, hold on.
For this guy, it turned out to
for
be.
For this particular person, you have to wonder, like...
He got a free college education.
Right. The question is, like, would he have gotten that far in life had he not been arrested falsely? I mean, obviously, not that I wish 18 years in prison for anybody.
For anyone.
Well,
no, that's fucking terrible.
Let's not say anybody, but specifically for somebody
who
didn't do anything.
The people who don't deserve it, yeah.
And the fact that he was able to come out with a master's or a bachelor's or whatever it was, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, because he may have grown up in a neighborhood where that wouldn't have happened. You know, he would have been working at McDonald's, but he was answering questions. He seemed very well-educated and pretty smart for a prison dude.
Yep. Well, I mean, really wasn't a prison dude.
He was a prison dude.
Well, he was a prison
Whether
dude.
Whether or not he was rightfully a prison dude, he was still a prison dude for 18 years.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
And, like, some of the things that he saw while he was in there, like, one of the questions was, what was the craziest thing you saw while in there? He goes...
I must have missed that one.
He walks past a dude who was hanging in his cell.
Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
Like, just the way he worded it was so casual. That he goes, I walked past a guy who was hanging once.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. Yeah. Yeah, I've read some prison AMAs with guards who are, like, ex-prison guards. Or some of them are even, like, active prison guards, and it's like, shit. It's pretty awful.
They've seen some
Although
shit.
Apparently rape is not actually that big of a deal in prison.
No.
Like, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen unless you want it to happen.
Right, yeah.
Kind of thing. And then it's not rape if you want it.
Right, it's just gay sex.
Yep.
I don't think they're straight sex. Well, apparently I found out, and I didn't realize this until I started watching Prison Break.
They can have sex with the prison guards if they're female. Some of them.
Well, they can't, like, do that.
They can't do it, but it
they
happens.
Do. It happens. Anyway. No, apparently there's a room, and I forget what it's called, but it's basically allows married couples to get together and have sex, like
conjugal visits.
Yeah, those conjugal visits, which I didn't realize was the thing. I was like, when I saw that on the show, I was like, that's a load of bullshit, that would never happen. And then I looked it up, I was like,
oh,
I guess that does happen. And it makes sense, you know, they keep marriages together, they keep prisoners more happy because they're able to relieve their sexual tension and yeah,
not on each
sense.
Other's bums.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they did that to lower the amount of rape that goes on in prison.
And who knows? And apparently it's working.
Yeah, that's the
reason.
There's
another
it.
Thing. I want to say it was Sweden or somewhere. Could have even been in America.
I think it's Sweden. It has the really nice prisons.
Well, that wasn't what I was going to say, but there's a prison project where they let the prisoners have an animal, like a cat or a dog. And they said it like kept everybody. They had never seen a prison in such good behavior because they could have their animals taken away. They didn't want to hurt their animals, anything
right.
like that. It was like, here's this thing you can cherish and you can take care of, and it's your friend. You don't want to lose it. Everybody behaved. Nobody fucked with each other because they didn't want to lose their animal. It was totally awesome.
Makes a lot of sense, though.
It does. You give them something to care about. Because prison should be about reconstructing, not about punishment.
Yeah.
Which I feel America fails at. But some other countries are much better at that, and you see their crime rates go down because of it.
Right. We do everything wrong, is what
yeah,
I've decided.
Well, a lot of our prisons are privatized, which...
is wrong.
Which is wrong because it makes people if you want to keep the prison running, you have to have more people in jail. And yeah, so
thus your
kind
cops
of,
have to arrest people, and it becomes crooked and stupid.
Exactly. And then it leads to not wanting people to get better. It leads to keeping people in prison longer.
Leads to anarchy.
Yeah.
Start a revolution. Just kidding. Don't tag me, NSA. Yeah. Don't come after me.
I read something about the NSA recently, but I don't remember. Oh, but
so the NSA can see your everything you do in the world, but can they see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I don't know.
No?
Can they?
It's because they have Cinnamon Swirl Goodness or whatever they said in the commercials back when I was born.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's before your time, Joey.
Did you know Adam Sessler did a, like...
No, I didn't, because so I don't know what Adam Sessler
does. You don't
know
who Adam Sessler is?
I know who he is. Oh. I just don't watch him or much care.
When he was little, like 8 or 9 years old, he did a commercial for...
He did a commercial for who?
Not Above the Influence. It's one of those, like...
Tobacco's Wacko?
No, if kids... Or if, like, somebody touched you, you know... Say something.
I didn't know they had commercials like that.
Yeah, like, I thought they were a friend, but then they touched me inappropriately. You know, the idea was to prevent people from, you know, like,
I thought he was my friend.
To tell somebody.
And then he stuck his finger in my ass.
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, apparently Adam Sessler was in the commercial, and he said that as...
He stuck his finger in someone's
ass?
No, or he had a finger stuck in his ass?
He was a little kid, and he was like, and then he touched me inappropriately.
Oh.
And... guys, but I called the people and then everything was okay or something like that. Yeah, which reminds me, I've been listening to another podcast called The Comedy Button, which is actually a pretty good podcast. You could go check it out. But I would just like to say our audio is like way better than theirs. And they had Adam Sessler on theirs. And so I think with our professional audio quality, we at least deserve Adam Sessler. And I would be honored to meet Adam Sessler.
I would love...
What would you love?
To forget what I was going to fucking say. God damn it!
Blame the heat.
I do.
Even Fifi's dead over there.
So there was someone that I wanted to have as like a guest, and I completely fucking
Trevor.
Spaced.
I want to have Trevor.
I want to have Trevor.
Josh.
Josh would be a fucking riot. Guy who lived next door to
oh,
you.
Oh, Alex Jensen, who was Jensen. Almost going to be on our last week's podcast.
He was.
He didn't.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's cool. I saw him yesterday riding home, and then I almost wrecked because I was like waving behind him, rolling down my window while trying to wave at him at the same time, and then both my hands were off the wheel, and I was like going over the line, and it was right as we were going over the bridge.
Nick's sister was behind me on the way here today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I brake checked her.
Oh. That's dangerous.
Eh, well.
Yeah, whatever.
No, because she was waving to me, so I slammed on the brakes.
That's funny. Not really. Yes, it's funny, but also dangerous. Don't do that, Ben. You could have killed somebody.
No. We were going like a whopping 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We were already coming to a stop because the light had turned yellow. So I just decided to slam on the brakes a little bit harder.
Oh. Still dangerous, Ben. Responsible decisions, damn it.
Eh, well, it's Nick's sister.
So I am going on a cruise.
Me too, but you're going on one a lot sooner than me.
I'm going on a different cruise. I might be going on multiple cruises. I could potentially be going on three different cruises this year.
Yeah.
Which is totally awesome. Like,
because you got this one coming up for work, right?
No. For June 29th, which is just another one.
Okay.
And then your birthday cruise, yep. And then a work cruise.
So three cruises.
That's three potential cruises. The work cruise is a maybe, though. It's not a definite yes.
Okay. Yeah, because you have that project that...
It depends how this project goes. Yeah. And more importantly, like, does it go well enough that we can go away for a couple days? And yeah.
I would like to imagine that that particular project would go well.
It's going well. Just, you know, sometimes there's still other stuff that happens. You know,
yeah.
Even for different clients and stuff like that. And blah,
I know.
Blah, 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 blah.
The industry that we're in, I hear a lot about it. The gaming industry.
Oh, yeah.
Or that we're trying to get into, because this is what we do. We make videos playing games so that one day we can make our own.
That's the idea.
Kind of. That's one of the ideas.
You need to learn to program, because
yeah.
I'm tired of programming shit entirely by myself.
I mean, I can make, like, little things.
You know HTML.
I can make a Hello World program.
Impressive. In what language?
CSS. Which is HTML with CSS. I can make it pretty.
That does not count Hello World as a Hello World project.
Well, I can make it pretty with CSS.
I guess that's something. That's more than some people can do.
Yeah.
That doesn't really qualify as a programming language.
Shut
it's
the
more
fuck
like
up.
A markup language.
It is. Actually, HTML is a markup language.
Yeah.
Hypertext markup language.
Very good, Ben.
Thanks.
I wonder would CSS be a markup language?
It's cascading style sheets.
Yeah, but...
So I guess that's just like...
I think it's would be a markup, though.
I think it's like a body kit to HTML.
Okay, that's an interesting analogy. I will take that. Yeah.
Because that's all it is like accenting it.
Although, actually, now, though, with CSS3, you can do like animation properties and stuff.
Oh.
Which is pretty neat.
Well, HTML5 is pretty badass, right? Kind of.
It is. Well, people, like, maybe I'm misunderstanding here, but HTML5, like all the cool features of HTML5 actually are using CSS3 and JavaScript. The only thing like HTML5 adds is like support for what's called the canvas,
okay,
which allows you to draw, but you still need JavaScript and CSS to draw the things. So
HTML5 lets you use CSS3 and JavaScript.
Right.
That which makes
HTML5. I don't
know if
JavaScript has a version number. I mean, I guess it does. I know jQuery does, which is like a super awesome JavaScript library.
Yeah.
And that we're on like jQuery 2.
So in order to use jQuery, you have to have JavaScript. Though,
right, but I don't know if there's like a JavaScript update that comes out. I haven't ever heard about one, but I guess there would have to be.
I think they just like add like 1.5 or whatever, yeah.
So I don't
and
know
just
how
update
works.
It as jQuery gets updated.
Yeah.
To handle whatever they add on that.
Who knows? Maybe it's not. Maybe everybody's like, we're done with that. We don't need that anymore.
Maybe.
Apple announced as part of their WWDC that we just mentioned.
WWDC.
They don't have enough letters. They need more letters.
They need more letters.
They announced a new programming language called Swift, which is Objective-C based, but strictly for iOS and OS X, which is supposed to make programming a lot easier for new people. And at least that level of programming.
What level would that be?
Like, it goes from like advanced to like super intermediate, I guess.
Super intermediate?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't actually really looked into it that much. I just know it's supposed to be an easier way to introduce people into programming.
Right.
Because C has a lot of, I don't want to say problems, but you have to like include libraries manually and shit like that. And supposedly the Swift language
imports the libraries.
Kind of imports it automatically, and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Because I remember when we made You Fail back in 2009. That was fucking nightmare.
My grandma still has that on her iPad. I was like, wow, I haven't seen this in a while. I wonder if we still have that source code somewhere. Probably. Hopefully. Yeah, I think so.
I'd imagine.
I don't know if it's still like compatible with anything, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Like, it'd have to be, wouldn't it?
I don't...
Since technology only got better, I'm sure it still supports the shittier versions.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in forever, so...
I'm afraid to look at it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Really,
the worst part is because that was back before they had the Retina displays,
yeah.
So it's super blurry and all the Retina devices is like, ooh. But that was back before Retina was a thing.
Yeah, that's true. We're old.
Hand me that iPad because it keeps going off.
I don't want to hit my mic. Okay.
Yeah. In other news, in honor of this cruise I'm going on, I've been working out like a lot.
Have you been doing CrossFit or actual workout?
No, I've been doing actual workout.
Thank
I have not
you.
Been doing CrossFits.
I think I'd have to sucker punch you if you did CrossFit.
I would sucker punch myself. But you know what? I bet that's a CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
It would be on par with everything else.
I am so avidly against fucking CrossFit.
Yeah.
Ever since.
I can see why.
Well, no. I saw one thing about it, and it's not good for you. The way they make you do workouts, it'll hurt you. It'll hurt you really, really bad.
It's like somebody took all the, like, ways people cheat at exercises.
And called it CrossFit.
It's like, yeah, look, you can do this. It's really easy and you can get a lot of reps in. It was like, well, yeah, because you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is like tear your rotator cuff and...
Exactly.
Destroy your elbows. But yeah, you can get lots of reps in, so that's good.
No, but you get hurt very easily and you also get like actual illnesses from it. Like you can rupture organs and stuff. It's really bad for you and I don't know why people do it.
Because they don't know any better and they think, wow, I got 100 pull-ups in. And well, no, you got 100 hip thrusts in.
Yeah,
that doesn't
you
really
hump the wall 300 times or 100 times and your head came up a little bit.
Congratulations.
but then to push me over the iceberg of crashing my Titanic into CrossFit,
to interrupt real quick.
What?
But did you see the picture of the Titanic in front of a modern day cruise ship? That ship was fucking small.
The Titanic?
Titanic is like, it goes up to like the bottom floor on a cruise ship. Anyway, sorry, continue.
All right, so back to Ben's
story. So you're crashing
your
Titanic ship.
I'm fucking crashing it right into the iceberg of CrossFit. Because this guy, he's like, oh yeah, you know, this is why we do paleo diets and diets that don't make fucking sense. And the title...
Is that your douchebag voice?
Yeah, that's my fucking douchebag voice. The title of the video was, Athletes Don't Wear Flip-Flops.
I saw the video. Ben wears flip-flops a lot.
I've been an athlete my entire fucking life.
Ben is in some pretty awesome shape, but I'm soon going to be in better shape than he is.
You're probably in better shape than I am right now. Because
I don't know about that.
At my peak, I was the 11th best tumbler in cheerleading.
I thought you were like the third.
No.
You got third at that one...
So you think you can tumble, yes.
Yeah.
So I guess I did all right.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben's a pretty athletic person.
And I've worn flip-flops all my, well, since I moved to Florida, which has pretty much been most of my life.
It's funny, I don't wear flip-flops ever.
Yeah.
I hate flip-flops.
And it's like, oh yeah, wearing flip-flops will give you all these problems. Like, look at him walking on the treadmill. You can't run on a treadmill in flip-flops. No. Oh,
who the fuck is wearing flip-flops
shit
to the gym?
You right.
You don't have to be working out 24/7 to be considered an athlete.
Right.
There are plenty of other times, like, do you wear flip-flops when you sleep?
No.
Does that mean that you're not a sleeper? No. I feel like that analogy didn't make sense,
and,
but whatever.
And he's like, oh, like, he's like, and wearing flip-flops will cause this, and this problem. It's like, I don't have those fucking problems. And what
in
killed
fact,
me.
My dad has a pair of flip-flops specifically designed to help his back. And
yeah.
I remember he got them like 6 years ago, and he wears them all the time. Like, he used to wear them to do the dishes because it made his back feel that much better. So I didn't watch the video, but
and
whatever
your dad
they
is
said
a runner.
About them being bad for you, they're wrong. Yeah,
right.
My dad is a runner who can run like really fucking
really
far.
Long distances,
like,
yes.
26 mile. He can run a marathon.
What,
I can't.
But what killed me is all these comments in it were like, oh, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
Yeah,
it
sounds
no
like
wonder.
And Facebook.
And it was like, how do you feed into this bullshit? Just stop being a fucking pussy and man up. It's not because you're wearing flip-flops that you're hurt. It's because that you're weak as shit and doing CrossFit.
Right, because you're doing wrong exercises.
God, oh God, CrossFit pisses me off so mad.
So if we've vented enough about CrossFit, I've been doing kickboxing with Orlando.
Oh, yeah?
Orlando Rivera, who's a 5-times world champion, by the way, guys.
Runs his own championship,
check out his
too.
Website. I am not, by the way, endorsed at all to advertise how awesome his program is, and you should
but
totally
you just
sign
built
up
it.
And you can do a free class. See, this is our first, like, unofficial sponsor.
Yeah, that's
true.
Because
I could totally work this in. It's great. But actually, I do like going, but that class kicks my ass.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a full hour of nonstop working out. You get, like, one 60-second break, and that's it.
But it's not like CrossFit.
No, it's nothing like CrossFit.
Because you actually do things correctly, and he yells at you if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That dude, he's 50 years old. He looks like he's, like, 32.
And he can still whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah. He could totally whoop my ass.
My ass, too.
Like, with one hand tied behind his back.
If you put me and you together, he could still whoop our ass together with one arm
absolutely
and one leg tied behind his back.
Absolutely. That dude is fucking ripped. But he is an insanely nice guy. He's definitely one of the nicest guys I know.
Totally awesome.
Yeah. So really anyway, cool, and I take his classes. He doesn't actually coach the classes I'm in. I don't know if he even coaches classes. I know he does private.
Who do you have?
Sterling and the other guy, but I forget his name. I should know his name.
Shit, I think
I don't know.
I know who you're talking about.
Bald dude.
Yeah.
Real big, real muscular. Real big dude. And he's always carrying a kid. I don't know if it's his kid or somebody in the kids' class's kid, but he's always carrying a kid while he's coaching.
That's funny.
It's funny because he's like, when the kid's finally ready to go to sleep, he like lays him down. He's like, if any of you wake up that kid, I will fight you. And that's not a dude you want to be fighting.
No.
He's up there with Orlando. I'm sure Orlando could kick his ass, but he could kick both of our asses also.
I don't think he could. Him and Sterling are pretty freaking
hardcore.
Well,
Sterling isn't even that buff.
He's not buff, but he's
but watching him fight,
vicious.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm going to go now.
Like, Sterling will, like, channel wind to cut your fucking head off.
Yeah, he is very monkish, very...
Yeah, like, chi-oriented and stuff like that.
I don't know if he actually is, but he kind of puts off that essence.
No, he does. He does, like, yoga and shit.
Does he?
Like, yeah, I don't know. On his Facebook, I saw him do some, like, weird fucking poses and shit, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he could also... He's one of those people who would kick your ass, and you wouldn't even realize he kicked your ass yet. You'd be like, whoa. What the fuck just
like happened? You would think he walked past you, but he really just fucked you up with some crazy shit. And he would walk past you and you'd hit the ground. That's it.
He's
That's
also
all
a really nice guy. All of them are really nice guys. But anyway, so I've been doing those classes. They've been kicking my ass. And then I've also been working out on his workout equipment. But there's like no machines that encourage ab workout. It kind of sucks.
What I do is I take like 5-pound dumbbells, like the really little shitty ones. And I lay back and I hold them over my head and I do crunches and lift them up as I'm doing crunches.
Yeah, I remember when we went to the gym, we did those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my shoulders are sore, my chest is sore. God, I can't talk ever.
It's because of the heat in the house.
Yeah.
Blame it.
My legs are sore, my knees kind of hurt a little bit, which isn't good, but I realized, you know those machines where you like push down the leg thing?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize you were supposed to lay down the thing over on top of your knees that holds your knees in place.
Yeah.
So I did like 100 reps at 60 pounds.
Oh, that's good.
Which was awesome, except it was really hurting my knees. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then I look over at the little instruction pictures, I'm like, oh! And then all of a sudden I was like doing 100. I was like, okay, this is makes way more sense, way more reasonable,
less painful.
Way less painful. And I actually, well, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's 60 pounds that was a real workout, but it was like, man, this is, I'm like
struggling
struggling to like keep my place like in position. And then I was like, oh, this is a lot better. Okay, and then I did a bunch of those. And I actually did them while listening to the Patch Podcast.
Cool.
From Rooster Teeth. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just listen for the entirety of the Patch Podcast, and that'll be my workout. Worked out really well.
Yeah. Then I mean, it's an hour long, so it fits perfectly, pretty much.
It does. And then I did, like, a thing where I stood up on this thingy, and my legs hang, and I lift up my legs.
You know what's really discouraging, though?
What?
I don't know. It's either really encouraging or really discouraging is seeing, like, I go to bodybuilding.com, and I go through, like, some of the workout programs, like Size doing Jim Stepani's 6-week shortcut to shred, which is supposed to burn fat like a mother father. And I mean, it all makes sense. It's going
to
work.
I don't have any fat to burn.
Right. So you would probably do his shortcut to size at workout, which is 12 weeks long and really, really.
I only have 4 weeks before my cruise. Yeah, I got to hurry up.
But like, it's really discouraging because I see some of these big guys who are actually like professional bodybuilders doing these workout sets, and they're just like huge. And they're like, oh, yeah, you do 5 reps of this, sit 10 reps of this. And it's just like they have 500 fucking pounds on the leg press. And I'm like, I can't do that. I can't do 500 pounds.
You know, I can't do that once, let alone 5 times.
Don't get me wrong. I can leg press 300.
I've never actually tried a leg press, but I was able to do like a solid number of 100-pound leg thingies today. Yeah. I don't know what they would be considered as, but. I also can jump really high. That is one of my skills.
Yes.
Like, I can clear a 6-foot fence. Or at least I used to be able to. I don't know if I still can.
With your hands or now?
With, like, going horizontal. I used to. Back in, I was in ROTC in high school, and I could do it in military boots.
Fuck that noise. Yeah.
And actually, no, I say it was 6 feet, but it was probably more like 5.5 feet. But that's still pretty
Still high. Like, I've never been a high jumper, but I can climb fast.
No, I can climb fast, and I can jump really awesome. Which was totally cool in that. Because, you know, being the dumb high schoolers that we were, all the other kids would be, oh, I could do that. And they'd just, like, fall over
on their fucking heads.
But it was okay. I tried to teach them how I did it. I mean, I'm not, like, a professional trainer by any means or know what the fuck I'm doing. I just happen to be good at it.
There is a free running place in California.
Oh, good. Well, I'll drive over there this weekend then.
Yeah. But no, seriously, we should go there. Like, if we ever go to, like, E3 or something. And while
we're
gone E3's
next week, we should probably talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, we should probably talk about E3.
But no, go ahead and finish your story about
parkour. But like
if
we go to E3 next year or the year after, well, it'd have to be the year after, right?
Why?
Because you have to be 21 to get to E3.
Oh, yeah, you do. I forgot about that. Man, I'm still, God.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Life sucks. Get a fake ID. We'll get it in that way. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're not going
to
do that.
But after that, we could probably take a quick flight to California and check that place out. I mean, by then, we'll have the means to do so.
Yeah.
And we'll just go check that out because the guy who plays Arrow, Stephen Amell, he went there and he did a little circuit and he recorded it and put it on his Facebook. And it looked like a lot of fun to go there. It's like,
that does sound like fun.
If you've ever seen American Ninja Warrior,
I have.
That's the way the whole fucking place is set up.
Oh, that sounds like awesome.
So fucking cool. So
there's got to be a place closer than California we could go to.
I'm sure there is, but that's the iconic one.
Well, we could go there, but I bet we could find a place in Florida we could go to.
Yeah, we'll talk about it if we find it, we're going.
Yeah, and then we'll record, and that'll be an awesome life.
Me and Si did an awesome life last night.
Oh, you did? Yep. What'd you do?
Who can eat a gangbang a Mick gangbang the fastest?
Who won?
Me.
Oh, I'm actually gonna bleep that part out because I don't want anybody to spoil the video. Well, no, fuck it. We won't bleep it out because it's going to be forever before.
It was really, really close, though.
Was it?
Yeah, like, I got ahead of Sai, and then he saw how far ahead I was, and he just shoved the whole fucking thing in his mouth.
See, you can't do that because then you can't chew as efficiently.
Exactly.
It takes up all your saliva.
But he almost got it down before I got my last little bit down.
Wow.
And in case you don't know what a McGangbang is, it's a McDouble and a McChicken put together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fucking big. It's about the size of a Big Mac. And it is a lot to eat.
I can eat a Big Mac pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, sometimes I'll, like, go to, I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat slow, and I'm going to take a real long time eating lunch today, and then I eat it, and then it's, like, 5 minutes, and I'm like, wow, that didn't take any time at all.
Yeah. And then what we did is we went there, and we were like, we're going to do this fucking challenge, we're going to see who can do it the fastest, and then we're like, and then we're going to eat a Bacon Clubhouse, you know, just for dinner. We couldn't eat after that challenge. We felt so sick.
Yeah, well, and that's not necessarily an amount of food problem. That's more
it's
like
a McDonald's,
problem.
Yeah. That's what we decided.
I have to say, though, their clubhouse burgers are actually
really
good.
They
taste much more like a cheeseburger than normal McDonald's.
Yes. So that's why we were excited. We're like, all right, we're going to eat the shitty McDonald's first, and then we'll have an okay McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then we ate the shitty McDonald's, and we're like, we should have ate the good stuff.
Clubhouses are actually pretty expensive. They're like
$7 for the meal, $7.50.
Yeah. And like a Big Mac's only $5 now.
Yeah.
So I've been eating a lot more Big Macs, although I don't really eat McDonald's that much.
Yeah, me either. I ate more Taco Bell.
I don't need Taco. I haven't had Taco Bell in a really long time. I don't need.
You haven't had Taco Bell since the last time I brought it for you. I'm willing to bet.
No. The owner's family occasionally buys me Taco Bell when I'm over at their house.
Really? Yeah. They like Taco Bell?
Yeah.
No wonder they're all out of shape. No, I'm kidding.
I'll bet. Actually, they're not. So
no, they're not.
Their comments didn't even make sense. All right, so back to podcast topics.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's gross.
Dude, I don't understand how you think Taco Bell... Well, yeah, I do.
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, I'll eat it. It's just not my first choice. I had Chipotle, though, for lunch, and that's much better than Taco
Chipotle
Bell.
Chipotle is the shit. Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about when me and my ex went to Chipotle, and there's this really Selena Gomez-y looking girl?
Yes, you did.
I told you that one.
Joey, you need to date her.
That's how you told me
about her. You guys went to Chipotle, and then I was either over at your house or you came over here.
But did I tell you what she did?
She wrote something on the bag.
Yeah. No, it wasn't on the bag. It was me and my ex both got burrito bowls.
Right.
And when she put the foil top over mine, she put his and then put a heart over it. And my ex just like clenched her fists up and was like going to jump over the counter and beat the shit out of this girl until she put the top on hers and put hers and then a little heart. And she goes, "Oh, that's so cute." And I was like, 30 seconds ago, you were going to fucking
totally
murder this bitch.
Your ex, like. But yeah, I remember, and you're like, "You need to date her." And I was like,
"Yeah, dude."
All right. And then I've never met her.
Head out to Riverview and go to that Chipotle for any reason at all
right.
So I'll be like, "Hey, there she is. Go get her, Joey."
We've talked about Chris. He's a manager or something of a Chipotle.
Well, then good. He can
move
down.
One of the biggest ones
down.
In the country, in Ohio.
Then he can move down and he could be like the general manager of the Tampa branch or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. This Chipotle's not that great. And the one by Western Mall, which is like right next to where I work.
Oh, yeah. No. That's my least favorite of the Chipotles.
I mean, it's not that bad. It's just they're kind of slow and stuff.
They're slow and they don't hook
it
up.
I had a really frustrating experience today at Chipotle, and it had nothing to do with Chipotle, but
the people inside the Chipotle.
You know how Chipotle is, where it's like gets really busy during lunch.
Yes.
And like the line's out the door.
Yeah.
Well, the way they, for whatever reason, this particular crowd happened to line up inside, and so they started to wrap around, and one of the workers came over and said, "Hey, you guys need to move the line outside, because it's a fire hazard or whatever, and we have to keep the line outside."
Yeah.
No, it makes sense, though, if they, like, put, like, a little gate thing, because, you know, the entrance is on the right, the exit's on the left.
Yeah.
It would make sense if they put a little, like...
Divider
thing, so you kind of didn't have a choice to go left. Anyway, besides the point, well, the line wrapped around, and some people in the back of the line listened, and they actually went outside. And then this asshole who's still sitting in the line inside, like, curved around, starts yelling at them, like, "Well, you can't just cut in line." And the lady's like, "The lady told us to go outside. You chose not to go outside." And he was getting, "Well, that's not fair." And all I'm thinking is like, well, asshole, if you would have listened to her, they wouldn't have been in front of you in line. Because if you would have moved outside, guess what? You would have still been in the same position.
Yeah.
But because you felt good to move outside, now it's her fault.
I hate people like
that. And all she was doing was following the fucking rules.
Right.
And this guy just kept like, had this snide look on his face, like making these comments. I'm like.
See, if Chris was here, he could tell that guy to get out of his store.
He could. I don't know if he would.
I mean, if you're causing a problem, you don't want your patrons unhappy.
You know, kind of fair. He wasn't causing like a huge problem. It was kind of, he was more passive, but it was still like, really, dude, get the fuck over it. And if you would follow the rules, wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
So.
Which brings me to my next thing. If at first you don't succeed, try doing what your coach told you the first time.
Oh, I see.
I just. That's been a problem all week with me. Oh. It's like,
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I love my job.
Me too. My job is great.
Your job is awesome. Okay. Well, that we're back.
Now that we're back.
I don't know. I'm really hungry for some reason, and I just ate.
I just ate a steak.
I think I ate.
Wasn't
I don't remember.
I don't know. You just got off work like when you came over, and you came like a full hour before I expected you to come over.
I got off early. Oh, I did. I had PDQ today.
Awesome. Oh, PDQ is good.
Yeah. But we need to go to this place called Cigar City Brewing Company in Ybor. It's a...
Wait, no. There's one in... Is there one in... Yeah, Ybor, under the movie theater.
Yes.
I've been there. They
You've
have
been
the
there?
Most delicious, like...
Meatloaf shrimp. Ever. Have you had their meatloaf?
No, I haven't, but
it's so good.
I'm not a big meatloaf person.
I'm not either. It's so good. It's so moist and tender and juicy and succulent. If you're in Tampa, go. But
well, they have a really good... It's a like shrimp. I don't want to say Alfredo because it's not Alfredo, but it's very similar to Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it with chicken instead of shrimp. Fucking delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to have to go soon. And they're not that expensive either.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've gone.
It's like...
I used to always go when I went to the movies in Ybor, but now that I go to the Villaggio where they have the nice recliners, I don't go that way anymore.
With the nice recliner.
Yeah. They're nice. Whatever.
I wish we had a video of that so they could see how you say recliners.
Recliners. With a little gay hand flip. I don't know why I did that, but they're recliners because you have to do the indicate that they recline and they kick up the... Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, we can segue onto something else now.
But no, I've yet to go to the Bellagio, so I'm kind of upset.
You should go, because it's really... The most expensive it ever is $12, and if you go earlier in the day until older movies, it's only like $10.
Really?
Which makes it cheaper
than going to the movies.
Right. And you get the awesome seats.
Are they D-Box seats, or are they just recliners?
No, they're just recliners. No D-Box seats.
See, I went to a theater that had D-Box for a movie that wasn't playing D-Box movies.
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
Which sucked, because I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome! And then I realized that the D-Box seats were the ones I was in, but they also had the theater next to, or across from us, had the D-Box seats, and that's where the movie was playing with, like, all the fucking cool features. I was like, fuck me!
Have you ever been in D-Box before?
Yes, I've been in the seats, but not when the movie was actually D-Box.
So you never, like, actually experienced D-Box?
Nope.
It's not that great.
Oh, really?
I saw Fast and Furious 4. Well,
that's a bad movie to see in D-Box.
That's a perfect movie to see in D-Box.
Isn't it like the chairs rumble and shit?
Yeah, like you're in a fucking car. What other movie would be better than a racing movie?
A 3D movie.
Why would a 3D movie be?
Because like
better?
If you're like Spider-Man and it's doing like the first person sequence, it's like wee, the chairs shake with you and shit like that. I don't know.
I guess.
I just feel like
anyway, it wasn't that great. It was kind of like the seats vibrated a little bit and rocked a little bit left and right. It was not.
Not like...
It was more annoying than it was fun.
It wasn't like the Spider-Man ride at Universal?
No, it was
Universal.
Nothing like that.
That's what I was hoping it'd be like.
No, it's like, you might as well just go, wee, and then like lean right, and then woo, and then lean left. I hope you picked up like the trailing sound as I go left and right, but probably not.
Probably not, no. But I'm going to have to go to the Bellagio.
Yeah,
when
totally
are you free?
Worth it. North Del Mabry, so it's a
now, when are
far,
you free? When are we going to go?
Because
I have no friends other than
Saturday,
you.
Saturday, I have to take my cat to the vet. And after that, maybe we can go see something.
Yeah, because I have a private at 1.
Okay, so that works out well. Yep. Oh, and the family's back already. That was not very long at all.
That wasn't an hour.
No, that was like 35 minutes.
Good. Not good.
Not good.
But
they seem to be turning around and leaving, so would you look at that? It's like the magic of entertainment.
So, oh gosh. This has been a pretty rough podcast, too.
I don't think it's been rough. I just think it's been one tangent after the other.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's a couple segments we got to cut.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Whatever.
But other than that, we've done pretty well.
Yeah, we are at the 1 hour mark.
Yeah, go us.
Yeah, we can go a little bit longer. And
yeah. So let's talk about E3. E3
is coming up next week.
Do you have any news on what's...
Nope, I'm totally...
Going to be there? Who's going to be there?
E3 sounds like it's going to be totally underwhelming.
I thought this was going to be the one that you were going to be excited about.
So did I, because the first E3 after the last generation of consoles released, I remember being super great and really being into it. I remember I was watching G4 and I watched it live every day after practice.
What if everyone's just being very, very good about keeping everything under wraps until E3 this year?
Then apparently you haven't been reading the news, because apparently it's going really awful.
Is it?
Particularly
I know.
For EA with Battlefield.
The new Battlefield game, that was terrible.
But it like apparently it keeps getting worse.
Well, no, they've owned it now. They're like, yep, this is what we're doing. We're just going to let you know now instead of E3.
Well, apparently they leaked other stuff, too. I was like, I didn't, like, read up on what it was, but I was like, wow. All right.
I mean,
but no, like, the all-around consensus about E3 seems to be totally...
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Which, I mean, we won't know for sure until next week, but...
Well, let me jump onto a tangent with EA real quick.
Because
on Origin, they were... This was like, I'm... Just gonna say a deliberate shot at Steam.
Yes.
Did you read about that?
I did.
Oh my god. Their homepage said 70% off on games you'll actually play.
For the record, I've bought plenty of games on Origin that I do not play.
Right. And for the record, every game I bought on Steam, I've played.
I haven't. I've played like probably less
majority,
than 10% of my games.
No, you've definitely played the majority.
No, absolutely not. There's no way in hell I played more than half of my games. Even for a little bit of time.
Well, I mean, we're gonna go through all of them eventually.
Maybe.
Well, no, because
at the rate I buy games, it's kind of like trying to watch every video on YouTube where they upload like 24 hours of game or video every second.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's how fast I buy games. There's no way I'll ever be able to catch up.
You haven't bought a game in a long time, though.
Well, it's been a while since the Steam sale, but every time I buy the Steam sale, I buy like
Summer
50 games.
Summer sale's coming up!
Yeah, they are.
God, I'm going to be broke.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, are there any games I want right now? Kind of Watch Dogs, but not really.
No, I don't want Watch Dogs. I want the new Wolfenstein game.
I do kind of want Wolfenstein, but not right now, not for $60.
No, hell no.
But I'll probably buy it like second or third time it goes on sale on Steam.
Yeah.
I'll probably buy Watch Dogs the first time it goes on sale.
There's another good game that just came out that I really wanted to get, though.
which is
WildStar.
I keep hearing about WildStar and I know nothing about it.
Looks fun. It's an MMO.
And tell me more.
I don't know a whole lot about it. There's two factions. It's an MMO. It's pretty much the same as every other MMO, but it's
gotcha.
It looks really cool. I don't know. The box art looks like kind of like a Ratchet and Clank style MMO.
Was Ratchet and Clank an MMO?
No, it wasn't. But it's like those kind of characters.
I did play one of the Ratchet and Clank games.
Did you?
On the PS3 a long time ago.
I mean, I'm guessing this game is nothing like Ratchet and Clank. And from what I've seen so far, I watched a couple Twitch streams last night. And it just seems like
Oh, is it out?
Yeah, it just came out 2 days ago.
Oh, cool.
And it's...
Maybe we'll play it.
It just seems like every other MMO, like World of Warcraft, but like cyberpunky kinda.
I'm confused by your interest in the game. You seem to be like under talking like, yeah, it's kind of like a generic MMO, but I'm super excited. Well, why? Oh, because you know it's got MMO stuff. That's pretty much what I'm getting.
Well,
from
I mean,
right now,
I'm very not justifying it because from what I've seen, like trailer wise and announcement wise, it's a very cool and involved.
So really,
game.
We should watch the trailer, is what you're saying.
You should really watch the trailer. But like, I watched a couple guys on Twitch, and they weren't talking at all. So like. It diminishes the entertainment value of me actually wanting to buy them. Like, I can watch Achievement Hunter and Rocket Jump and everyone like that because they actually talk and they make the game sound more exciting.
Right. I want to experience that. I wish we were streaming last night when me and Chris were playing GTA 5.
I wish you were too, because I would have watched. Instead, actually, Twitch, I think, was down last night because I tried to watch one of the girls that I follow.
Who?
XMST3K.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go check her out. She's pretty funny. And, I was just watching it, and it's offline, and like they're like in the chat, she's like, we're having problems, and then I checked with another channel, and they were having problems. Huh. And so it was
interesting. I wonder why. It's because YouTube bought them. That's why. Or wait, did YouTube actually buy them, or was that just a rumor that never?
I think that was a rumor
anything?
That didn't happen, and I think there was enough negative feedback on that Twitch is hopefully reconsidering if they were even considering.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if they'd ever do it like behind the scenes, like.
Just sell to YouTube and not let anyone
just
kind of
like partner behind each other and like not tell anybody.
Yeah, that would be shitty,
but
good for them.
I mean, if the way they did it, YouTube was able to gain money without interfering with the way Twitch works at all, I don't really have a problem with it.
Right, like with Facebook and Oculus.
Right, which as of now
hasn't been too shitty.
I don't want to say anything yet, and of course it's not even out yet. But nothing shitty has come from Facebook buying Oculus.
Actually, and I'm not even mad because now Oculus has Facebook's lawyers when ZeniMax is now trying to sue them.
That's true, and I would imagine Facebook has some pretty good lawyers.
I would also imagine.
Before.
And ZeniMax, probably not as good lawyers as Facebook.
No, they probably don't have very great lawyers, period. I mean, I guess, how much are great lawyers?
My great lawyer was $12,000.
I don't know how, like, but how does that compare to, like, a YouTube lawyer, do they pay their lawyers $12,000? They probably pay like a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, they probably pay.
And you know, what's the difference between a $50,000 lawyer and a
Well, I mean, there's personal lawyer. Law and then there's like corporate law, I'm assuming is how it works in pay grades of lawyers.
Yeah, but like in that, for example, like in ZeniMax versus YouTube, I'm sorry, ZeniMax versus Facebook equivalently.
Oculus.
Like, say ZeniMax, both are corporate lawyers. ZeniMax pays $100,000 for the lawyer, but Facebook pays $500,000 for the lawyer. How much better could that lawyer really be?
Oh, well, I mean, it probably goes by like wins and losses, I'm guessing.
Is that how it works? It's just like football teams?
Pretty much. I mean, would you spend money on a lawyer who's lost more cases than he's won? Or would you pay more for a lawyer who's won more cases than he's been in?
No, I agree, but I feel like in the corporate world, that's not necessarily true because it's all like bureaucratic bullshit. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I'm not a big
multi-billion-dollar
company.
Listeners, fill us in. Send us emails.
Okay, so Steam announced their own virtual reality.
They did.
Which apparently has the Oculus logo on it, so I don't know how the fuck that works, but
I think they're just using the Oculus as that Oculus picture as
No, it is definitely the...
That's the Steam one?
This is the Steam one. I'm going to show you right now. It looks kind of ugly. Oh, fuck.
404, not found. Oh, look, there it is.
There, you can see it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, no one...
Okay. Anyway, lots of 404 not founds. Anyway, it looks like the other Oculus, but it has all these, like, white dots on it. It's kind of weird and ugly.
Maybe they're motion trackers.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And it has a camera, so it would make sense, you know, because that's mocap suits have, like, white balls on them. So I guess if that adds, like, an extra angle of depth, dimension.
Yeah.
totally worth it. And I mean, you already look pretty stupid with a virtual reality helmet on anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, how stupid can you look adding a couple polka dots?
Right. I just can't wait for virtual reality to get to the point where it was in that movie Gamer, where have a whole room and you're just like,
that movie, it was still kind of weird because they didn't walk. They didn't walk in the room. They just somehow magically walked in the game or the control they did.
Yeah.
So I, but,
and then there's,
they have something that goes with the Oculus Rift that you can it's a frictionless slipper you wear and you can run in place on that.
Oh.
And run in the game, which is cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And then there's another show as an anime, Sword Art Online. And I think I talked about this a few podcasts back where it just taps into your brain and you basically fall asleep on your bed.
That's what I want. For that to happen. There was a movie.
And then it gets shitty when someone takes the log out button and you're stuck there in a coma for 2 years.
Yeah. Something like that. There's a movie about something about entering the dream world through suits like that. And they I think it was it wasn't Angelina Jolie. Was it?
I don't know.
Might've been. And she entered the dream of, or it was Cell was the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
And she entered the dream state or the mind of a serial killer. And it was really creepy and terrifying, but kind of cool at the same time. There was this terrifying scene where these a bunch of glass panes come down and they cut a horse into 100 pieces. And then they spread out and you could see the horse on the inside, but it was still alive. It was so cool, but really, really terrifying all at the same time.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it a good movie?
It was okay. It wasn't that great. But it wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't that great of a movie.
Should I watch it? Would you recommend me going to Walmart and buying it in the $5 bin?
In the $5 bin, probably. I would have watched it on Netflix.
Did they have it on Netflix?
They did when I watched it, but that was a couple years ago. It was probably 2 or 3 years ago now. But if they have it, yeah. I don't know if I'd go out of your way to buy it, but if you see it, yeah.
If I have an extra $5 to burn.
Yeah, it's a decent movie that'll entertain you for a little bit of time.
I think I'm going to try to find it on Netflix first.
Yeah, try to find it on Netflix. Don't, go out and look for it. There's a lot of better movies that you can watch.
Yep.
So I started watching Arrow.
Yes, you did.
I did. I was going to keep it a secret from you because, you're obsessed with it and you don't shut up about it.
I promise that I won't say anything. I was in danger
spoiler territory.
Yeah,
I promise that I won't spoil it. Talk about it to, catch up.
What season are you on? Are you on the second season yet?
Yes.
Okay. Have you watched all of the first season?
I've watched all the first season.
You binge-watched the first season.
I did. But we're still not going to talk about it because we don't want to spoil it for anybody else. I only binge watch shows. I don't ever not binge watch shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been really awesome. And I coincidentally bought the same shoes he has in the show.
Now, was it coincidentally or?
It was coincidentally, I was already looking at them. And then I was like, oh, but I kind of like those shoes. I wonder what shoes those are. Oh, those are the shoes I was already looking at. Cool. And then cool. I just bought them. And then the first time I bought them, they were a full size too big.
I remember that. You were there. You got them.
And I was really upset. I was oh, fine. And then so I sent them back. I got a new pair and I got a 10.5. Then this time I got a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Left shoe fit fine. Right shoe did not. Problem was I had already worn them for a day by the time I really came to the conclusion, all right, this right shoe is too big. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. So the soles were all dirty and stuff.
Oh, no.
And so I'm sending them back and I hope they don't say anything. But it's it's shitty though for me if they don't take them back because they sent me a bad pair of shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming they'll take him back.
I hope so. And, I'll fight it if I have to, because I'm sorry. How am I supposed to know that one shoe's bigger than the other until I wear them a little bit? Because when you first have to, break in the shoe a little bit, you don't know if it is really too big or am I just, sitting in it weird? And then I was
sense.
It's definitely too big. Or even if it's a little bit too big, I can manage. I'll just wear thick socks. It's fine. But, no, it was, way too big.
Now it's,
The left shoe was great.
Was the left shoe a 9.5 and the right shoe a 10?
No, they were both 9.5, but the right shoe was definitely bigger than
maybe
the left shoe.
Maybe you have fucked up feet.
But I've bought plenty of shoes in my lifetime, and I've never had trouble with one shoe being bigger than the other.
I guess that makes sense.
So, but I actually ended up ordering a 9 this time.
Okay.
So
tell me how that goes, because I really want a pair of them, too. They look really comfortable.
Yeah, they look really nice, and the reason I was looking at them in the first place is that was Reddit's R male fashion advice. That was their number one boot thing.
Oh, cool.
So I was he's wearing them. Reddit likes it because I make most of my decisions based on what Reddit likes.
Now, the guy who plays Arrow on the show also is on Reddit a lot. So that's probably
how he
picked those out, too. Are you on his Facebook page? Have you followed it yet? Follow it. He's awesome. He runs his own Facebook page, and he's at 2 million people right now. So.
That's cool.
He does Q&As all the time.
Totally
and
unrelated. Who's the girl who was on iCarly that wasn't Carly? Sam?
Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah. She just hit 14 million likes on Facebook, and she is super excited about it. She keeps posting about it.
I liked her 14 million times.
Yeah, me too. I unliked and reliked 14 million times. Fun fact. Not true. I lied. I liked her once. I think I follow her on Instagram, too.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
No, she's really cute.
It's very adorable. That was like the manliest moment we've ever had on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah. Manly stuff.
Speaking of manly stuff, beard facts.
Beard facts. Ben is full of beard facts. Just like he's obsessed with Arrow, also obsessed with his beard.
Science has shown that beards rarely sleep.
Yeah, I saw that picture. That was stupid. You like the dumbest shit on Facebook.
I want
you
to know that. Yes, I do.
Like, all around. It has to do with beards and just a long list of
beards,
stupid shit.
Beards, sloths. I think that's about it.
Even some other stuff. I'm like, what the fuck
there's
is
just
this?
Like, it's all funny. It's humorous.
I guess. Maybe.
You just have a shitty sense of
comedy. I think I've just been on the internet too long.
Yeah.
And there used to be things like, I used to love Rage comics.
Yeah.
Like, even like when I was, not that long ago, like a year and a half, I used to love them. Now I can't stand them. And then, like, people would always make fun of them. I'm like, I don't get it. They're great. And I'm like, now I get it. I totally understand.
Yeah. Like, the Cyanide and Happiness comics.
I still love Cyanide and Happiness.
I'm waiting till I get tired of those.
I don't think
now
I
they're all over Facebook, and I'm like, ugh.
They are all over Facebook. I like them on Facebook. And they have their shorts now. Their shorts are funny.
Yeah,
they just did a real... Did you see this week or today's episode?
No.
They just released one of... It was two pregnant chicks at, like, a maternity clinic or something. And... They're like all hormonal and bitchy at each other, and like they try to go in the door at the same time, and like one cuts in line in front of the other, and then they go fight, and then so you get the, like, it was Mortal Kombat or something like that theme in the background, and you get the health bars and they're fighting and doing the classic looped animation of like them up and down,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden the babies start fighting through the womb. I was like, oh, this is pretty fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
So I will link that in the link dump.
Thanks for spoiling it, asshole.
That wasn't there is a part to spoil. That is not it.
Okay, cool.
That was, like, spoiled in the first, like, 4 seconds.
The first 4 seconds of the video?
That wasn't the funny part.
But, yeah. I'm, like, a Cyanide and Happiness hipster.
Yeah.
I liked it before it was cool.
Yeah, me too, because of you. I remember it was my, like, first year cheering for sure. We were in Atlanta at a hotel.
Yeah.
And we were using the, like, hotel lobby Wi-Fi computer to look him up. And we were just dying. I remember we were talking about one where they were playing, like, Red Light, Green Light. And then in the last panel, they just get hit by a semi truck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Weird. That was great. Good times, good times.
Oh, my God, world.
Yeah. And I remember, because I double-teamed that time on, like, last-minute notice, and Adam bought me a large fry as a thank you. Thank you for being a superb athlete. Here's a large french fry.
From McDonald's.
Thanks, Adam. That was okay. It was still awesome.
Yeah.
Love french fries. Because that was back before my mom let me go anywhere, because Adam actually wanted to take me, because you guys went with him. But my mom was lame and wouldn't let me go.
And then your mom got cool, and she realized how cool we were.
Yeah, my mom has gotten much cooler. Both my parents are pretty cool.
So. Your parents, well, in the beginning they were a little, like, skeptical,
but for what it's worth, you were like 18 and I'm like 14, so I guess it's totally understandable.
Yeah, it makes sense.
No, well, you're 5 years older than me, so you would have been more like 19 and I'm 14, so I get it. I'm like just starting high school and you're already graduated.
Yeah, I am 5 years older than shit.
So in hindsight, I understand.
Yeah.
And all in all, considering that, they were pretty cool about all of it. But
yeah, they were really cool.
But they're definitely cool now. I can do whatever. But I guess I am an adult, so that's totally... Yeah.
Makes sense now.
Yeah, I was just, what are they going to do? Say, no, you can't do that? Because guess what? I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want.
No, but after like a couple months, they were pretty much, oh, you're hanging out with Cyan and Ben? Okay, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah, pretty much. Just be home at some point.
Like, at some point, yeah. Text me, keep me updated.
Don't do anything too stupid.
Don't get arrested.
Yeah, I have not yet been arrested.
Correct. We've been pretty good about that.
Yeah, woo!
I mean, we didn't do anything crazy or stupid, so...
Yeah, it's true. So it did avoid us getting arrested. We did a lot of video gaming.
We did a lot of gaming. We went to the beach a lot at, like, midnight.
Yeah, which I think is technically illegal, but we weren't doing anything
wrong. No, it's not.
We were just bored teenagers at the beach. That sounded, like, really potentially homosexual. I want to make it clear nothing like that happened.
Well, you know, no.
No, it didn't.
Nothing ever happened.
I mean, sometimes dug holes. That didn't sound much better.
Speaking of digging holes, Ken P was down.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last podcast.
That was a fun hole to dig.
That was a fun part of the podcast to edit last week. You know, when I go and I cut all these segments out, we always think, yeah, we got a good 10, 15 minutes to cut out. It's always like 2.5 minutes.
I know.
Total.
Because we don't really want to spend time on this.
No, even like cut out previous podcasts before.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, yeah, it still takes a lot of like time to edit. Yeah. But like the podcast was shortened by like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
With the exception of episode 4, which did get a full 30 minute cut.
Yeah, it did. I was there for that editing.
Yeah, you were.
And we were just like, can you even? No. No, can we just cut it all out?
It just went downhill from cut. So that is...
Like, we're like, oh, that's not so bad. Maybe the next... Oh, nope. Nope.
Immediate segue into badness. Yeah, all right. We're just going to end the podcast here. And then to the outro.
Yeah.
It worked out really well.
It did. It sounded like we were ending on note.
All things considered. I have gotten pretty good at that. I'm much faster at editing now. Mm-hmm. I can pretty much edit in the amount of time the podcast is.
I can edit the really easy things. Like
Limbo.
Limbo was pretty fucking easy.
It was
to
pretty
edit.
Easy. It was only 8 minutes, too.
Yeah,
that's good. You did a good job, and I got some programming work done, so it was worked out pretty well.
You're like, how the fuck am I going to entertain Ben while I do programming? Ben, edit this. Okay.
It worked out really well, and then that was like the whole load off my plate last week, because I was on all sorts of deadlines.
Always trying to hook you up, brother.
Yeah, that's all right. We make a good team.
We damn well do.
Yeah, I just wish we had more time to edit and record. And
I just wish we had more people who could edit and record.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this Creative Cloud license is only good for 2 computers. And technically, it has to be both of my computers, but I don't think anybody's going to hunt us down if I let you use it. But I also like it on my laptop, so I don't know how that'll work.
No,
And I don't know if it's on a per software license, because I really just want Photoshop and Illustrator on my laptop.
What do you have?
I have everything.
You have everything?
I got everything. Because as a student, it's $30 a month. I paid $300 for the full year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I saved two
payments, $60.
Two payments, which was $60. I was like, I have the money now. I know I'm going to use it. And I have to sign a year contract anyway. Might as well I'll pay for it all now.
So that's like 30 minutes of work for me. So I if you're going to use it on your computer and your laptop, I'll just get it for me.
Yeah, well, no, what I'm thinking is...
Or don't they have a business thing that's like $10 a month?
Well, no, the business thing was like
$50
a month per user. And I'm like,
that
why
doesn't
not
make any sense.
Just
each person
buy
did
an entire new Creative Cloud account? It's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we'll probably end up doing that by next year, I would imagine, where we both just have our own copy. Because it's really not expensive. When
that's
you consider it
pretty cheap,
because Creative Cloud's like $1,500, or I'm sorry, Creative Suite 6 is like $1,500.
Master Collection or
Master
Creative?
Collection, but you also
Master
have the,
Collection's $3,500.
Okay, $3,500. So we are way better off doing this $300 thing.
Yeah.
Plus, we always have the latest version.
I could be wrong. You could be right. It may be only $1,500. I remember it's a multiple of $500.
I think I'm wrong. I think you're right. Now that you say that.
Ah, God, because I saw it at the Apple Store.
Well, Apple probably upcharges it a bit.
Yeah,
I would imagine, but. Anyway,
but probably not by $2,000.
I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. No, they wouldn't upcharge it that much.
But no, it was like ridiculous expensive because I was going to buy it for us earlier. And then I looked at the price.
I was
like,
yeah, never
that.
Mind. Fuck that idea.
I was like, I'll go find something open source for this year.
Yeah. But no, because I now have this. And probably what I'll do is I'll have Photoshop and Illustrator on my laptop and then just use the video rendering stuff on my computer and then give you your set too, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think we're technically supposed to do that, but whatever.
Whatever. Okay. We'll
I don't
we'll
think we'll actually
work.
Get in trouble.
Nah.
And if we do, whatever, we'll pay the extra
$30 or whatever.
Yeah, $300 for the year. It's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually worked out well because I needed Encore, like I said, for a project, which I made about $300 on. So really, I ended up paying like $50 for the whole year, technically, and because I wouldn't have been able to do that project that I made the money on had I not paid for it. And so it worked out in my favor.
And that's something we can do, too, in our free time. Not that we have fucking any free time, but...
No, we don't.
But if we do have, at some point in our future, come across free time, we can always take on, like, side projects like that.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to do it
my
anyway.
Job, sort of, yeah. So. Oh, it sucks, though, because my boss is, like, super excited about moving forward with the programming world. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to do this Frosted Gaming thing, but it works out really well for me now. But it's going to be really sad when I have to
leave
that. Because I do love the work, and I love working for them. Yeah. But
maybe they can go become one of our people.
Well, he was actually talking about... me bringing on some other programmers as like working under me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe by the time
let me get
happens,
my programming skills up to par.
Hey, I actually talked about you a little bit when he asked about that, if I wanted to hire anybody. And I was like, well, he can't really program, but he can sling cables, but because your schedule, you and I decided that it wasn't the best idea. And so he kind of agreed. But what were we just talking about? Oh, side projects and work. Yeah. So that's going to kind of suck when I have to move on, but maybe I'll like have people to leave behind.
Yeah. Leave a legacy.
Yeah, and occasionally check.
They'll build a statue to Joey.
Yeah, they will.
Where you hold a beer and a platypus.
Hell yeah. The Bernie Burns statue.
Yeah.
I will happily have a statue just like that.
I want a statue at our office. I want a bronze statue in my office of me.
I want a signed
with
picture.
A sloth on my
I
back.
I want a signed picture of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I decided.
Nice.
No, we should get a statue of, like, the main of us in the company.
Yeah.
Like, doing something like holding a platypus or walking a platypus on a leash.
Or a sloth.
Or a sloth or whatever
I know,
strange
I think,
thing we can
I
come
think
up with.
Each of the main people in the company need to have a bronze statue outside their door of themselves with something random. Like, mine
I
will
like
be me
idea.
And a sloth.
It's a good idea. You know, we're at about an hour and 25 minutes here.
We can wrap it up.
I really have to poop.
Oh.
So I've decided that we are going to wrap this podcast.
Sounds good. We did pretty fucking good for not having a goddamn topic
list. Yeah, for having
list.
A one-item topic list, we did pretty solid. We're getting pretty good at this.
Yeah.
I wish we had more people who could, like, be here.
Join in. Sigh, Nick, you fucking
calling
failures.
And we are going to, unfortunately, be... be recording podcast Thursday nights now, meaning to come out Friday.
Yes,
or late Thursday night.
All summer long, I will be busy.
Right, and as will I. So what? Once we get more... this becoming our primary thing, we'll be able to do it at a better time.
Yes, and fist people.
And that time is not 100% set in stone at the moment, but it's the most convenient for us today.
At this particular segment of time.
But we will continue to update you. So I would like to... we are getting really bad at introducing ourselves. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
And this is podcast number 23. Thank you for listening.
Peace out.
Peace out. Check out our Indie Game of the Week videos, because those are the most consistent videos we have right now.
Yes.
And they keep coming out, and we still have like a month left of those.
Also, we will... without a doubt, release a podcast every week. Just...
yes, podcast every week and Indie Game of the Week every week are the two things we're kind of solidly doing right now.
Right. We will guarantee those. Our podcast might not come out on the same day every week, but goddamn it, we're going to make sure
Indie
you
Game
get
of the
one.
Week will always come out on Sunday, though.
Yes.
So, all right, on that note, thank you for watching podcast number 23, Joey, and that's Ben.
Woo.
And thanks for watching. Check out frostygaming.co, which our website is going to be changing soon again.
I love how we just threw up our peace signs, but we're like not being recorded for a video.
Yeah, anywho.
Later.
Bye.